Quite right, Mr. Gonzalez said anxiously, his dapper person quivering at the prospect of an on-the-job accident.
In addition, my valve has been misbehaving and has prevented me from bending over to reach the lower drawers.
I have just the thing for that, Mr. Gonzalez said, and went into the little office storeroom to get, Ignatius imagined, some kind of medicine. But he returned with one of the smallest metal stools that Ignatius had ever seen.
Here, the person who used to work on the files used to wheel back and forth on this along the lower drawers. Try it.
I don't believe that my particular body structure is easily adaptable to that type of device, Ignatius observed, a gimlet eye fixed upon the rusting stool.
Ignatius had always had a poor sense of balance, and ever since his obese childhood, he had suffered a tendency to fall, trip, and stumble. Until he was 5 years old and had finally managed to walk in an almost normal manner, he had been a mass of bruises and hickeys.
However, for the sake of Levy Pants, I shall try.
Ignatius squatted lower and lower until his great buttocks touched the stool, his knees reaching almost to his shoulders. When he was at last nestled upon his perch, he looked like an eggplant balanced atop a thumbtack.
This will never do. I feel quite uncomfortable.
Give it a try, Mr. Gonzalez said brightly. Propelling himself with his feet, Ignatius traveled anxiously along the side of the files until one of the miniature wheels lodged in a crack. The stool tipped slightly and then turned over, dumping Ignatius heavily to the floor.
Oh my God! He bellowed. I think I've broken my back.
Here! Mr. Gonzalez cried in his terrorized tenor. I'll help you up.
No! You must never move a person with a broken back unless you have a stretcher. I won't be paralyzed through your incompetence.
Please try to get up, Mr. Riley.
Mr. Gonzalez looked at the mound at his feet. His heart sank.
I'll help you. I don't think you're badly injured.
Let me alone! Ignatius screamed. You fool! I refuse to spend the remainder of my life in a wheelchair.
Mr. Gonzalez felt his feet turn cold and numb. The thought of Ignatius's fall had attracted Miss Trixie from the ladies' room. She came around the files and tripped on the mountain of supine flesh.
Oh, dear, she said feebly. Is Gloria dying, Gomez?
No,
Mr. Gonzalez said sharply.
Well, I'm certainly glad of that, Miss Trixie said,
stepping onto one of Ignatius's outstretched hands.
Good grief!
Ignatius thundered and sprang into a sitting position.
The bones in my hand are crushed. I'll never be able to use it again.
Miss Trixie is very light,
the office manager told Ignatius.
I don't think she could have hurt you much.
Has she ever stepped on you, you idiot? How would you know?